There's a story that I heard a while back about a little boy driving down the road and saw a man sitting on the side of the road with a little sign that said, "Please help." And the little boy got home and said to mom, "Hey, I want to go help the guy on the side of the road." And so he made a tuna fish sandwich. He put it together and he asked mom, "Could you take me back over, you know, to the guy sitting on the side of the road?" And so mom did that. Little boy got out very happy with what he had done and was handing the sandwich to this gentleman sitting on the side of the road. And the gentleman kind of looked at it and, you know, sadly, the sandwich was all squished and soggy and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But the boy was very happy to be able to help. And the gentleman said to the little boy, "Thank you so much. But if you were sitting here and I came up to you and gave you that sandwich, would you like to eat it?" And even though it's not a heartfelt story of gratitude, so many times we fall into the crevice of wanting to do something that helps, but we don't really sit back and think, is this really helping? And there's a book out there that's actually called When Helping Hurts. And I had the chance to read the book and it is quite astounding in a way that when people did things that they thought was helping, the realization that it was actually hurting. Working in missionary work, especially on international scale, oftentimes Westerners will go to a third world country, and I kind of have a picture to paint of this. It was something that actually happened while I was there. And we were working at the children's home, and everything in South Africa is built with brick. Everything is masonry, everything is cement, especially because of the termites. And the termites will eat through anything wooden. And so a generous philanthropist came and gave the children's home about $100,000 gift and wanted to build a new area for the kids to stay. So it was a new building, a new room, but they had a stipulation that it had to be built above the ground on stilts. Oh my gosh. So suddenly they're putting these posts in the ground. They built these beautiful rooms above, and two things would make it truly dangerous and unsustainable for the future. Number one, the building was raised above the ground by about 4 feet. Now you have creatures that want to live underneath it. Yes, reptiles, predators, all those things. And this is now dangerous to the kids that are going in and outside the house. And the other one is the termites. The termites are gonna eat through those wood. They're gonna eat through the house. And that beautiful house that was given is going to be no longer. But it was one of those things where, hi, we have the money, but you need to do what we want you to do instead of sitting down with the people that have the need and asking, hey, what can we help with? What do you need the most? And so oftentimes people serving, especially on short-term missions, anything under 6 months, they may have the heart of gold to go and serve those around the world and bring the wealth and riches from what we have in the Western culture and want to bless those that are less fortunate. But all too often, upon self-reflection, do we ask the question, what we are doing, is this actually helping? And so our hearts are in the right place. And I truly hope it's helpful for you to consider and place in your heart as your intentions come out with a heart of gold of what can we do that will benefit the people on the ground. So over the years, there have been requests to bring over school supplies, backpacks, paper, pens, pencils, crayons, even clothes, you know, for the kids. And we have fulfilled that, filling 50-pound bags to take them over. And so we do fulfill these requests. But what we try and do is, once we arrive with all these supplies, is it gets given to the people on the ground behind closed doors. And the strategy for this is that the people that we are gifting them to, they don't even have to know they come from us. And the reason for this is, over the years that we have served, we have tried to avoid the connection of the people who are in need hearing that Sun Safaris is back. Yay, what are we gonna get this time? And so doing the transactions, if you would, behind closed doors has allowed us to bless the people that are in need through the organizations that we work with. We are there to give our time, we are there to give our hands, and the people that see us arrive each year, it's more about the beautiful community and relationships that we have ongoing, not what they think that we are going to bring for them. Another scenario to think about is over the years, we've had team members that have completed their 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, however long. And upon departure, they will approach me and say, "Fledge, I've got these boots, I've got these work gloves, I've got these pants, all these things that I've been wearing that I really don't want to take back to the US. And I was wondering if I could just offload them and leave them here for someone." Again, it's a heart of gold. Hey, how could I bless someone? But the truth is, if someone came to help you in your yard and after a couple of days knocked on your door and said, "Hi, I finished working in your yard. I'm thankful that I could help you. And by the way, I have all these dirty clothes. I have all these used boots and gloves, and I just want to leave them at your doorstep. Would you want to take them?" And so there are wonderful times where that can be helpful. And if this is something that comes across you while you are there, you are most welcome to have a conversation with me. I will then connect the dots and see if there's a need for what you would like to leave behind. But prior to your departure, you are welcome to connect with me as well and find out, "Listen, Fledge, I've got extra space in my bag. Is there a need that I could help fulfill before I leave for South Africa?" And I will then put out some phone calls and messages, and there might be a way for you to fill your bag with those pens and pencils and school supplies and clothes for certain age kids that you could then bring over and bless them. Please, please, please hear my heart. We are there to show the love of Jesus through our actions and our words, and sometimes through the supplies that we bring over. And there are many people with a heart of gold that want to help, and the opportunities will be there. We just have to make sure that when we do that and we open up our hearts, that when we are there to help, that it actually helps and doesn't hurt.